Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud, the final daf in Mesechtes Menachos. We could say it's the final daf in Mesechtes Zvachim and Menachos, since Menachos, to a large extent, is a repeat performance of Zvachim. And we start off with Tanya Amr Bishu ben Prachya. That's five lines from the bottom of the Amud. How do we get into this Brice Rabbi Shu ben Prachya? You recall that yesterday we had two versions of the origins of the Beis Chonyai. We had both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. One said that the Beis Chonyai happens to be a Beis Avodah Zorah. The other said it's no, it's L'Shem Shemayim. And we had a nice discussion about this yesterday. The common denominator of both, the Gemara concluded each time, was how terrible the Midah of Kinah is. In both cases, we had the kina of that Shimon HaTzadik had appointed one of the two, Chonyoi, to become the new Kohen Gadol. As a result, it was jealousy. In the first case, Shimi was jealous that Chonyoi had been appointed the new Kohen Gadol, and therefore he said, I'm going to go and teach you a little bit about the Avoida, and he duped him to go and put on feminine clothing. That was, of course, a terrible embarrassment, and he had to run away to Alexandria Shul Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yehuda had something very, very similar, where you had that, yes, Chonyoi had been appointed by his father, but initially he turned it down, and then after that he regretted it, and he said, you know what, Shimi, you deserve to be the new Kohen Gadol. And what did he do? He said, Shimi, you're going to be new Kohen Gadol. Afterwards, Chonyoi regretted that. And what did he do? He went and duped Shimi to go and put on the feminine clothing. And then the other Kahanim were so upset about that. And then Shimi told them, you know why I put that on? Because of Chonyoi. And once again, they ran after Chonyoi. Chonyoi ran to Alexandria. But in both cases, the Gemara ended off by saying that you see how terrible the Midah of Kinah is, that because of this kinah between Chonyoi and between Shimi, then unfortunately the Beis Chonyoi was created because he had to run away. So now we're going to have something very, very similar. Tanya Reb Shuman Prachya, B'tchila kol ha'omer alei lo, ani koifsoi v'noisnei lefnei ho'ari. Reb Shuman Prachya says the Gemara in Mesechtes Chagiga was appointed as the Nosi of the Sanhedrin. Obviously, he was a very, very great Godoil if he was appointed Nasi of the Sanhedrin. It says that initially he did not want that kibud. He says, Betchila, initially, kala oima, anybody that would say, Aleila, take over this position of being Nasi of the Sanhedrin, I would say, I'm not interested. Rather, I would go and take that individual, and he koifsei, I would tie him down, and put him in front of a roaring lion to be the lion's victim. I don't want to hear these proposals. However, Ata, now that I have already been appointed, and now I am the Nasi, were somebody to come and suggest that I retire and resign, and imatil olav kumkum shulchamin, I would pour on him a hot kettle of hot water. Why is that?
He doesn't want to give it. Once you have the power, you don't want to relinquish.
Exactly right. So even though initially he didn't want it, but once he got into that position of power, somebody's challenging me, somebody wants to take over, then the kinna sets in, and he gets very, very upset. And in fact, the Gemara tells us, Sheharei, said Reb Shuman Prachya, don't remember from Nach, that Shol Baruch Mimena, initially, when Shmuel came to be Moshech, to anoint Shol to become the new Melech on Yisrael, Shol ran away. I don't want it. However, Ukishallah, when ultimately he was Nimshach to be Melech, and then David HaMelech became his major challenge and opposition, Bikish Laregis David, then he wanted to go and kill David HaMelech, as we know from Nach. So a minute ago, Shol HaMelech said, I'm not interested. But once you get the position, then if anybody tries to challenge you, then the kinna and sinna sets in, and all of a sudden the person goes berserk and he's willing to go and kill his adversary. So that's how we brought this Gemara connected to the previous Gemara that we spoke about with Chanyai and Shimi. There's another Girsa in this Gemara, and that Rabbi Shimon Prachi is not talking at all about a person that's being appointed to a position, but rather what he says is, as we've seen from the Gemara over the last few days, there are major differences between a person who says Hare Olai Oila or Hare Zu Oila. If it's Olai, then it becomes an Achrayis. You better make sure to go and fulfill your obligation. If he says Hare Zu, and the animal Machta Pleite runs away, then you're off the hook. The animal becomes a Balmum, you can take the money and use it to go and buy another animal. But therefore, saying Hare Olai has in it, it's dangerous in the sense that people pledge monies for various causes, and then they forget, and they don't fulfill their obligations, and that is not a good thing. Yes?
So if the animal runs away, you're off the hook, but
if he said Hare Zoo.
Right, but if it develops a mum, you're not off the hook?
You're off the hook in terms of your initial nader that I'm going to go and bring this animal for a carbon. I can't bring the animal for a carbon. I'm off the hook in that respect. But what am I going to do now with this animal that has Kedushas Aguf that I said, you are Kodesh, to be an Oiler, a Chattas, an Oshim, or whatever, and now it's a Balmum. I can't go and use it for any purpose because of the fact that I'd be Moyul the Hegdish. What do I have to do with it to get the Hegdish off? I redeem it. I take it to anybody that wants to buy an animal. I go and say, this animal costs 500. He pays me the 500. And now the money, the Kedusha of that animal gets transferred to the money. What am I going to do with the money? I use it to go buy another.
Are you obligated to be? Or you could just leave it to die in pasture?
Yes, you could just leave it.
Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, so this is a brand new pshat in the Reb Shua ben Prachia, and when he starts off, "Batchila kolo oimer aleila," it's a mistake. Kolo oimer oila, whoever says hare olai oila. So not the way we learned it until now, "Batchila kolo oimer aleila," whoever tells me to go and take the position of being nasi. Rather, according to this gear, so "Batchila kolo oimer hare olai oila." I'm taking upon myself to bring a carbon oila, says Reb Shuva Brach, that's wrong. When I would hear that, I would tell him, don't take upon yourself a neder, because you may forget to fulfill it. And if he insisted, and he mafil olav kumkum shulchamin, I would go and teach him a lesson by pouring on him the hot water. Where do we get this girsa from? If you look at the Rashi, here on the left-hand margin, halfway down the Rashi, you see it starts off, kola oimer, there's a maze there. That base is from the Hakoy Sabach. We'll get back to that base shortly. But we start off Kala Oimer Oila Oimincha Bat Chila Koinim Shiyafish Karbonoi. He hasn't been mafish, he hasn't taken out the animal yet or the flower yet. But he says, Hare Olai. Oh, the Omar Olai, that's Hare Olai Oila Oimincha. And the Matal Olav, I will call on him the Kumkum Shulchamin. Why? It's not a good thing to say a lie. Maybe he won't be Mekayim as Neder. If you stop being Neder, then you won't have any sin. But if you continue to be Neder, you will have a sin. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Brachi says, Rabbi Yisai, do not make Nedarim. If you remember when we learned Masechtas Nedarim, if a person says, Hare Olai Neder K'nidrei Harishoim, then it's an effective neder. Why? Because the Gemara says, Rishoyim made nedarim. It's not a good thing to make a neder. If you want to bring a carbon, either they say Harizu, or take the behemoth with you to the Beis HaMikdash, and there on the spot, you should go and say, you are now Hegdish, you are a Chattas, an Oila, an Oshem, whatever is appropriate to that individual and to that behemoth. But don't say it in advance, because that only causes you many, many potential issues. So that's the pshat that we just said is the second pshat. Now we're going to learn the first pshat, Loshen Acher. But Chila, Kolo Oimer Alei, Kolo Oimer Alei, Alei means going and ascend to the position of the president of the Sanhedrin, and he koifsai, I would go and tie him down, and nichalaf ne'ari, v'ashav Kolo Oimer, leir heimena, I need matal of kumkum shulchamin, but Chila. Because betchila he isi soynes rabbanis. Rabbanis means I did not want to have any position of kavod and teferis and. But chol oimer li alei ledula, and therefore anybody that would tell me go and ascend this position. I'd get angry and I would go and take an ari to go and roar at him, or perhaps even consume him. But now, so now, why have I preferred the second pshat over the first pshat? Number one, because that
it
fits into the words better, but it's more than that.
But it's also it's in context.
It's in context as well. It follows after chanyu. Right. Very good. So now you'll notice the beis in the parentheses that takes us to the hagoyis abach, which is parallel. What does the bach say? Rashi koloimer in beis nirshem etzidai rabbeinu kloinemis mochak girsazu bigemara. Rabbeinu Kloinemis said, no, take this girsa out. It's wrong. Forget about it. And then look at the toises. So if you look at the toises here on the right hand margin, it's the final toises. The first part of the toises is word for word the Rashi. And he says, Hari olai oila oirai mincha. Before he's mafresh his korban, he says, Hari olai oila or mincha. And he matel olav I pour on the kumkum shalmai mishum dein toiv loimer olai. Go and take up this position of Sanhedrin, Roisha Sanhedrin, and he quotes him in Yichalof Ne'ari. Later in Mimena, I should go and resign or retire. And he matalol of Kumka Shulchamin. So Betchilo, he sees Soini Harabonis. Initially, I didn't want a position of power. I put him in front of the Ari. As you can see, that's word for word the Rashi. V'oise Loshen Rishon Hoyakosiv Basefer. The first Loshen that we had about the Hare Olai Oila was written in this forum. Ul'il Havaleli Suye. Really, this should have come back in the earlier sugyas when we spoke about Hare Olai Oila, like you just said. This is out of context. We didn't mention Hare Olai Oila today, so where does this come in? Rabbeinu Kloinemis, that's Rabbeinu Kloinemis that the Bach was referring to. Aviv Shel Rebbe Mishulam, he was the father of Rebbe Mishulam. He gia Kiloshen Sheni. He changed the gears in the Gemara so it should be like the Loshen Sheni, adding in that they originally asked me Alai Alei Allah, and then after that I would put him in front of the Ari, and after that if I want to Leiri Mimena, Kum Kuf Shulchan, like our gears. Very good. And now says Toisis, when did Rabbeinu Kloinemis say this? He gia Kiloshen Sheni Bishas Pti Rasai. As he was passing away, he said, Rabbeisai, before I say Shema Yisrael, before I say Vidoi, I want to tell you, number one, change the gear, say here. He's saying that the reason why you had this mistake in the Gemara is because he thought he said, Hare Olai Oila, instead of Alei La, go and ascend the position of the presidency of the Sanhedrin. Ushloishin Dvarim Higia. At that time when he passed away, Rabbeinu Kloinemis, his final message on this world was to be Magia three Gemaras. And Toisis says with great hispalus, giving a tremendous accolade and praise to Rabbeinu Kloinemis, the way he said it was Kmipi Nevuah. It's as if a Novi came down and told him this Nevuah to tell us the three emendations, as you like to say, in the three Gemaras. And this happened Bishas Ptirasi. Zois this Gemara, Voida Cheres, another Gemara, and then finally at the end, a third Gemara. So these were three changes that Rabbeinu Kloinemis made at the end of his life, and therefore, don't learn the first pshat of the Rashi, of Oila Harei Olai, Oila Harei Mincha, but rather learn the second pshat, like the Bach tells us, take all of this out, because Rabbeinu Kloinemis in the Tosfos. Okay, so now that we've learned that, back to the Gemara.
What were those three other sources that
there were three places altogether that he changed the gears. One over here.
But in regard to the same content, the same subject matter, or just he just changed?
Yeah, you know, Toises goes into it. Uh-huh. After the Shir, we can go through it.
No,
one in Zvachim, so and the other one in Masechet Shavuos.
Sorry? The reason we go by is that when they offer you a position of power.
And therefore, the real pshat in the Gemara says Rabbeinu Kloinemis, and says the Bach is the second pshat of Rashi, that they offered B'shum and Prachia a position of power that he should be the Rosh of Sanhedrin, the president of the Sanhedrin, and initially he turned it down. I don't want to hear about any I want to be able to live my life as a private citizen. I don't want to be in the public arena.
You don't want to be the gabbai of the Borgenshul.
Exactly.
And,
I don't want to send that all the WhatsApps who's going to be there. Leave it. Let somebody else have these headaches. But once I got the position, I wouldn't give it away to anybody. All right, back to the Gemara. Amalei Rav Mark Shishamarei Rav Chizkiya Levi. Rav Meir Haikra Rav Yehuda My Ovidlei. What does Rav Meir do with the pasuk of Rav Yehuda? Now, who's Rav Yehuda? What's the pasuk that we're talking about? At the end of yesterday's Gemara, if you go back two or three lines, you see the second wide line of the Gemara. Second wide line of the Gemara, all the way to the bottom, said Rav Yehuda that when Chonyoy ran away to Alexandria, Uban Hashem Mizbeach, Behela Olav L'Shem Shamayim. This was L'Shma, Shenema. It says a pasuk. Vayoyimahu Yem Mizbeach L'Hashem B'toich Eretz Mitzrayim. There's going to be a Mizbeach in Eretz Mitzrayim. It's a Mizbeach L'Hashem. So L'Choyra, the way Rabbi Yehuda understood the story with Chonyoy, it's Hak L'Shem Shamayim. So how does Rav Meir understand this pasuk? Since Rav Meir said, it was a Beis Avodah Zara.
He altered it.
Good, that was good. What does he do with that pasuk? Does he want to look at this idea? He learns like it says in the Braise. Sancheiriv, as we know, he and his whole army of 185,000 people all miraculously died overnight because of the tremendous tzidkus of Chizkiyo HaMelech. He was mispal. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a tremendous mapala for Sancheiriv. Halavai, even today, would be mispal like that. The whole Iran and the whole Hezbollah, and the Hamas, we should all... We need a Chizkiyo. Yeah, exactly. Anyway...
We got Netanyahu, not Chizkiyo.
There's a big difference between the two. Can you imagine, over the last 2, 3, 4 years of all these wars and all these... Did he once go and say to Baisai, let's all together say one Shira Malas Mi Mamakim? Can you imagine?
He's putting on tefillin.
Yeah, once a year. Yeah.
Well, he's been strapped for time.
He's strapped for time, exactly. Okay, let's continue on our website. Let me invite him. We should go and look at our own masim rather than talk about other people's masim. Omli Mark Shisha. So, what do you tell him? Hi, Krud, Rabbi Yehuda, my Ovidle, that Rabbi Yehuda said, it says in the Pasuk, make him Mizbeach Lashem, Betroich Eretz Mitzrayim. Everyone look at the Sanya. Yotze means he physically left the walls of Yerushalayim because they were in siege. Now that Sancheiriv and his chevra all died, they were all killed miraculously, then Yotze Chizkia, he opened the doors to Shari Yerushalayim, he went out. He saw that there were some princes, that were sitting there in beautiful golden carriages. What he could have perhaps done was had his army shoot them and kill them all out. But he said, no, you know what? I'm going to have rachmanis on all you guys. But on one condition. Hey, dear, that they should no longer go and do avodah zarah. You can continue.
Sanherib's people?
Sanherib's peaceful people from princes of his country.
The Assyrians.
Yeah. Anyway, hadir and shaloi lavoid avoidis chom that they shouldn't do avoidis or any motion. Emar, but yoimahu, yiu chomish orim beeretz etzraim, medabres svas kanan, the nishboyis lashem tzvokais. As a result of their agreeing to what Chizkia asked them, that they shouldn't do avoidis or anymore, so 5 cities were set up in Mitzrayim. Medabri Svas Kanan says Rashi means that they spoke Hebrew, they spoke Lashon Kodesh. Menishboyz Hashem Tzvokos, and from now on, whenever they made a Shvuah, they didn't make a Shvuah in the name of Baal, Markulius, Baal Paor, or anything else, but rather in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And more than that, Holchel Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, these princes that had been spared their lives, they went to Alexandria. Ubanu Mizbeach Vehelu Olav L'Shem Shemaim. Shenemar, oh, Ar Pasik. And then the pasuk finishes off about Ira Aheres. So before we continue, so now we have 2 pshatim in this pasuk. Both of them agree that there was a period of time where there was a mizbeach LaHashem in Eretz Mitzrayim, and both of them hold that it was in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. The question is this the base Chanya that we're talking about, or was this some new bias that was created by these five, by these princes that were let go by Chizkiyo
HaMelech? And no genizas there.
The Gnis is there to an Oksani. Oh, I thought it's Kahir, not in Cairo.
It says it was 45,000 princes.
That's correct. You base the Gemara in Mesach Sanhedrin. Our Gemara didn't say how many Melachim, but the article says, look at Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi K, and it says that there were 45,000. The article brings it, but he doesn't bring the name of anybody. Itaka says in Mesech Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadikei that there were 45,000 such b'nei malachim, but not necessarily did they all survive. Theoretically, there were 45,000 and 44,500 died and 500 were left. I mean, if you bring a source, it's fine, but he doesn't bring a source.
But they came along
they were part of the major army there.
They were fighters, or they were just spectators?
It looked like onlookers, yeah, exactly. Because the same Pasuk says over there, and the Gemara says over there, besides the 45,000, they also brought their wives and their zoinois at the same time.
What's the
reason why they brought their zoinois? To go and show they were so confident that they were going to win the war, so they're going to have a big party and they're going to have a good time with their zoinois. So it doesn't say that they will survive these 45,000 malachim, and we don't even bring anything about their wives and their zoinois. Okay, anyway, continuing on. So that was the pshat in that pasuk b'yemahu. Now the Gemara focuses that the next pasuk, or the prior pasuk, says the b'yemahu yu chamish arim be'eretz Yisroel mitabris vaskanan minishbois Hashem tzvokois ir haheres ye'omer li'echos, meaning of the five cities, one of them is going to have the name Ir HaHeres. And the Gemara wants to know what's pshat in Ir HaHeres. So now there are two definitions of the word Heres, as you will see. My Ir HaHeres, Yom Liyachos, Kin Matargim Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef was always Matargim. The reason why the Gemara always refers to Rav Yosef Matargim is he was a Sagi Nohar. That means, unfortunately, he was blind, and therefore he didn't see the Kriya inside the Tanakh. But he knew it by heart, he committed it all to memory, in Targum Lashon. Vos epes dafkin Targum Lashon. So there's a toisis at the beginning of Bava Kamma that says, according to one man the Omar, according to one Shita, that Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, that Dvorim Shebachsav, I atu Rishoy Loimrim Balpeh, you're not supposed to repeat words of Torah Shebachsav, Balpeh, and Rav Yosef could only do it Balpeh because of the fact that he couldn't read inside, and therefore he would always quote the Targum Lashon. That's what Tosafot says. They say, but Chassam Sofer, that Chassam Sofer was giving a shir or a drasha, and he was going to quote a pasuk. He always made sure to bring a chumash with him or to write the pasuk down, and so that he shouldn't go and violate this rule of Dvarim Shebachsav, he had to Rishoy Lo Imrim Balpeh. And at times when he didn't have his chumash, or he didn't write it down, and he thought of a pasuk in the middle of his drasha, he would purposely make a slight change, a shinui, to the pasuk, so that it shouldn't be over on repeating a pasuk. In other words, he wouldn't misquote it, but he would go and add or subtract the word or something, so he wouldn't be over this inyan of Dvarim Shebachsav, Yeshalayim, about that.
So that applies to Tehillim as well?
Applies to Tanakh, because this pasuk is, this pasuk is in Yeshaya.
So we shouldn't quote without
Tehillim, for example.
It's also part of Nach. So just like in the Targum of Yosef Kart, according to this pshat, that he was a makbid not to quote any word. So then, that's the reason why this pasuk in Yeshaya, he didn't quote the pasuk, he quoted the Targum.
So when you say Tehillim, then the davening, we should look in the Siddur.
That's always recommended, even without that Gemara. So we should have proper Kavanah. Exactly right. Anyway,
I say it sometimes someone gives me a Siddur, often to say it.
The Gemara Maseches Megillah says that if a person is writing out, in fact, we had a Menachos here also, that when a person is writing out, not a Sefer Torah, but he's writing either Mezuzah or Tefillin, he does not have to look Min HaKsav as he is writing it, a Sefer. If he's writing a Sefer Torah, he has to write it from a pre-existing script. In other words, he has either a Sefer Torah or a Chumash or a Tanakh or in front of him. However, when he's writing Mezuzah or Tefillin, he does not have to. So why? Because it's since he's so Shogar B'Fiv. Since we say Shema and Vayim Shmaya all the time, then you don't have to look inside. So according to that, you wouldn't be absolutely required to look in your Siddur. You can go and say it about that. But it's always a good idea to look in. So let's look in. Rabbi Kimtag Rav Yosef Karta, the Beit Shemesh, the Osid Lemechrav, Is Amar, the Hichodo Minohoi. So this is the translation of those four words, Ir HaHeres, Yom Li'echos. Now what we're doing is we're saying Ir HaHeres. The word heresy, Gemara is teaching, it's defining with two separate definitions. Number one, from a Lashon harisa. Harisa means destruction. And number two, the Gemara says that the word heres is a synonymous to the word sun or shemesh. As you'll see, the Gemara will bring that momentarily. So therefore, how did Rav Yosef say his targum Lashon? Karta means the city, the Beit Shemesh of the city of Beit Shemesh, like they have today, right, the city of Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. The Osad Lemechrev, that Chas Shom, not talking about, of course, our Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael, but the Beit Shemesh in Mitzrayim, which was one of these five cities. The Osad Lemechrev, eventually it's going to be Chorev, it's going to be destroyed. Is Amar, it had that name. The Yichod Minohi, it was one of those five enumerated in this pasuk. So that's how Rav Yosef defined it. So Ira Harris means both Harisa, destruction, and also Beit Shemesh. Freitimon Mimai, the Ira Harris, Lishna de Shemshihi, that Harris and Harisa means destruction, that I know. But how do you know that Harris has anything to do with the Shemesh? Tachziv, Ho'oyme lechores, v'loy yizrach, Kodesh Boruch Hu Kaviyochol, who is omnipotent, he has all of the powers in the world, he tells the Harris, meaning the sun, lo yizrach, don't shine today. Today's going to be a cloudy day. Or today there won't be any sun at all. It'll just be a dark day. Kodesh Baruch Hu has that tremendous power. So I see from this that Cheres and Yizrach, Cheres means Shemesh, so therefore, Ira Cheres is the name of that city in Mitzrayim that eventually will be destroyed.
Heliopolis.
I'm sorry?
It was known as Heliopolis.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Helios is the sun.
Because Helios is the sun. Thank you. In fact, the Art Scroll has a bit of a discussion about that. So if you want to, anybody interested in this in greater detail.
Helios always deals with the sun.
Yeah, he always deals with the sun.
And in Far East, we have the land of the rising sun.
Ah, okay. And what happens if a person has no daughters, but he has sons? He also talks about his son. Okay, anyway. So Heliopolis is Shekoyach. For those of you that are curious how long the base Chonyoi stood in Alexandria, the article brings from some historian, for 343 years. That's quite a long period of time, considering that the first base of Mikdash was 410, second base of Mikdash was 420, mm-hmm. This was 343.
This is a palindrome.
Palindrome, 343, yeah, good, and let's continue on. And let's continue on. Freitimara, what does this mean? Haviu bonai me rochoik, amrafuna eilu golia shabavel, shedatan miyusheves aleim kibonim. When Klai Yisrael was sent into Golis, unfortunately, the Golis of Bovel was a better Golis than other countries at the time. Why? Because, says the Pasuk, haviu bonai me rochoik, you brought my children from far away, meaning to the land of Bovel, and im yet Hashem, they are going to be returned to Eretz Yisrael, Meirachayk, and my Benoisai, Bonai, of course, are my sons, my Benoisai are my daughters, Mikzei Aretz, also from far away. So why does this be described as a view Bonai, and this is referred to as Benoisai, says Rav Huna, the reference of Haviyu Bonai Meirach is referring to Bavel. Why? Because the Golis there was more palatable, more easy. It doesn't say for the entire time that they were in Bavel, but at least at the time that this pasuk was recorded in the Heilige Torah, that time Bavel was gentle, amicable, nice to the Jewish people, and so therefore at that time, datam yeshevas aleim, the people had yeshevas das like bonim, like sons. Ubenoisai mekzei haaretz elu gol yeshol shara ratzis, these are the exiles into other lands, she'en datam yeshevas aleim kibonois, where they didn't have the same yeshevas das, just like women. Now, what does that mean, that Tzchorim have greater Yishuv Adas and women have lesser Yishuv Adas? So the Art Scroll quotes from the Ben Yehoyada that since the Gemara uses the term, since the Torah uses Bonai Ubenoisai, as opposed to Tzchorim and the Kevois, we're by definition talking about youngsters, teenagers, or people in their young 20s, young people. And, as you know, this is the time of Shiduchim. We'll have Ariel after the shir will tell you more about this inyan in greater detail. And
nomenclature, that was the word.
Nomenclature. Yeah, oh, that's okay. What you were looking for. Yeah. Very good. And there's no man over here.
So shidduch nomenclature. Shidduch nomenclature.
Coming.
No man.
No menclature. Yeah, right. Exactly. Anyway, so says the Ben Yoyada, women right, in that tender age are very, very concerned. Number one, maybe their father won't have the means of being able to pay a nadin or be able to go and sponsor a chasana and dowry and all the rest. Yeah, not an hour. Good. Number two, maybe they will not be sufficiently attractive to young men, either in Rochnius or Gashmius, and they won't be interested. Number three, even if they find a young man that's interested and they get married, maybe the husband, unfortunately, won't be a decent guy. He might be chas v'shalom, an abuser or whatever.
Right.
So women, unfortunately, are very, very concerned about these issues. While men have it easier because of what's going on in society in terms of they have a lot of their cards in their hands in this case. In the good old days, the men did not have to bring a dowry in, and they didn't have to worry about if they were attractive or handsome, just as long as, you know, what does the Gemara say in Masechtas Kiddushin, Masechtas Ketubos? Yoisi misha isha, misha ish roitza lisa, or isha roitza linase. More than a man wants to get married, the women want to get married even more than that. So they don't have that proper yisha vidas, they're always noivis, while the men have it.
Times might have changed in modern times.
It could very well be. Anyway, but this was the pshat in the psukim, like the Gemara says. Good.
The whole women's liberation.
And we continue on. Omer of Abba Bar of Yitzchak, Omer of Chizda, Amrila, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Mitzur, the Ad Kartigni. Tsur is the name of a place. We usually translate it as Tyre, T-Y-R-E, which they say is in Lebanon, or maybe Syria.
Phoenicia.
Fine.
At the time, Hiram was from Tyre.
Oh, exactly. Ad Kartigni, all the way to Kartigni. Makirne es Yisrael, Bes Avim Shemayim. They go and recognize Klal Yisrael. What do we mean that they recognize them? Says Rashi, Bekvoidon Harishon Makirim. They go and give them the proper respect and the proper... And they don't put on them heavy pressures in terms of financial pressures or anything else. They give them the proper covenant and respect, honor that they deserve. As well as, that they realize that there's a great God up in Shemayim, the Jewish God, and they praise him and they say he's great. But that's from Tzur Bat Kartigni. Tzur Klapi Marv, in the western side from Tzur and further, Kartigni Klapi Mizr, Kartigni towards the east. They do not give the proper respect or honor either to Yidden or to the Rabbi Yishlach.
That's Persia.
No, the West is
Mediterranean. The West is more North Africa.
Exactly.
Well, Tyre, if you're talking about Tyre, the West will go right into the Mediterranean.
Right. The fish certainly don't recognize it. But we're talking about the countries which are to the West.
So
that,
Carthage is north in the West.
Well, Carthage, that's Greece, so that's...
That's Tunisia.
Tunisia, okay.
North Africa.
If the article also speculates which that cities those are, and he says, L'choir, it's this and that, and he says... And if that's the case, it's the Ipcom
that's in South America. Colombia, right? Cartagena.
Well, if you can fit
that is
South
in the West,
America,
I guess.
Fit the physical land will fit into West Africa.
Tunis.
Okay, so let's continue
on. The old one, Super Pangaea.
Right. You know about that?
The supercontinent, of course. I thought it's common knowledge.
A little bit before the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah. So let's continue on. Ein Sfei Rav Simi Bar Chia L'Rav. You just said now that there's a difference between Tzur Kartigni to the east and Tzur to the west. And we had in that Pasuk that in Bavel it was better for the Golus, and other places the Golus was worse. So Rav Simi Bar Chia asked now Rav. It said in the Pasuk, Mimizrach Shemesh Va'ad Mevoyoy, from one end of the world to the other, Godol Shmi Bagoyim, the name of Hashem is great among all the nations. Of Chomokim, and wherever you go, Mukter Mugosh Lishmi Umincha Tohira. Mukter means that the kabbonis that people are bringing, Mukter from Lashon Haktora, Mugosh, that's like the Kur Mincha you do, Hey Hagosha, to the southwestern part of the Mizbeach, Lishmi for the Rabbi Nishlan, Umincha Tohira, and they bring Mincha Tohira. So in this pasuk, it seems to indicate that throughout the whole world, Mizrach Shemesh and Mavoi, they recognize the greatness of Hashem's name, Godol Shmi Bagoyim, and they bring kavanas to Rabbi Nishlan. But you just told me now that to the west of Tzur and to the east of Kartigni, they're not Makir Avim Shvo Shemoyim. So what's going on? So Rav says, Omalei, Shimiat or Simiat, Dekorulei Eleka Deleka. What does that mean? So first of all, Simiat, says Rashi, is Simi. If you look at the Rashi, the third line from the top, Simiat, Itmiat, Atahu simi chochem godol. You're the great simi that's asking these questions. Umakshali dover zeh. I'll give you the answer in a moment. But now there's another reason why he said simiat v'yesh omim. Rav loy hoye zoikif einav. Rav would never pick his eyes up. El koyv shon, but Rav would always be looking down. Kol sho'a mishum tznius. And we can perhaps appreciate that as the summer is upon us. You walk down the streets on West End Avenue, you got to do like Rav and look down the whole time because the priest is
defense. You're looking down because of the dogs, so you don't step. You
know, that's another good reason. You said it. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's why he said, see, you want to see me? In other words, I can't even see you. Oh, see you. Good. Any dekorule elikot delikot. Now, Rashi doesn't say anything on this. Again, the Artsko brings elikot delikot from. Well, you notice over here there's a base by Elika, and that base says, Ayim Ashakosin Bedroshis Haran Drosha Test. Look at Drosha Haran, he explains this Gemara. I didn't have a Drosha Haran, but the good news is the Art Scroll did have a Drosha Haran, and he quotes the Drosha Haran. The Drosha Haran says that Elika means you, the great Rabbi Nishloilam, you are in charge of Elika, the lower gods, who Hashem has given the power and authority to take care of everything. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all he did was he appointed a cabinet with 20 ministers. One is in charge of the sun, and one is in charge of the moon, and one's in charge of the water, and one's in charge of the rain, and one's in charge of a drought, and a famine. He has a whole bunch of administrators. So in that sense, the Goyim say, Oh God, Shmi Bagoyim, Hashem is very, very great. He's appointed all of these lower Elikos, or Elahos, all these lower gods to take charge and take care of everything. However, we know, says the Drosha Haran, that that's not the case. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of every little prat to prat that's going on in the world.
So he sends Malachim to take care of specific things.
Very good. Beautiful.
Not gods.
But that's good. Not the truth. The truth is God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, does.
He's involved in every aspect of life. Exactly right. Good. And that's why.
If you lose a cane, for example, it was ordained. So
exactly.
Living in a cat.
Okay, we continue on. Says in the pasuk b'chol mokin mukter mugish l'shmi. What is this referring to? So the Gemara is now going to dash in this pasuk and another three or four other psukim to talk about the tremendous godless in limud haTorah. What does it say? B'chol mokin everywhere mukter mugish l'shmi b'chol mokin solkadaitech. You're saying everywhere where you go mukter mugish l'shmi. People are bringing karbonis to Hashem. Look, today nobody's bringing any karbonis anywhere. It's everything would be shchutz echutz. Salkadaita, what does that mean? B'chol mokayim. Mukta mugish l'shmi. Amr b'shomu b'nachmeni. Amr b'yonis and elu t'mi nechom. Oizkin b'toira. B'chol mokayim. These are the t'mi nechom that are learning toira throughout the world. Wherever you have yeshiva, koyula, cheder, b'smedish, when people are learning. Mal ani aleyan ki'ilu maktirin u'magishu l'shmi. And they learn the toira, especially, as the Gemara will say shortly, if they're learning Hilchois Kodshim. So it's as if they're bringing that Kodshim for me, for their Vaishnav. Mincha Tohira, why does the Pasuk end of Mincha Tohira? It's Alim Tohira B'Tahara. This is talking about a person who's Alim Tohira B'Tahara. What does that mean? Nois Isha, V'Achakach Loimed Tohira. That this way, if he's Nois Isha, he doesn't have to have a problem of Hirhurim, doesn't have to worry about Shiduchim and Shachonim, therefore he's able to go and learn Tohira with Isha V'Das B'Tahara. Shir Amalas, Hini Baruch Yis Hashem Kol Avdi Hashem Ho'imdim Beis Hashem Ba'al Leilois. Now, the Lashon HaPosik sounds like Ho'imdim Beis Hashem Ho'imdim, those that are standing in the Azorah, in the Beis HaMikdash Ba'al Leilois, doing the Avoida. My Ba'al Leilois, you don't do Avoida at night, you do Avoida during the day. If Barry were here, Barry would go and say, Hekka Cholam Leivorim, you can do Kol HaLeilah. Yo, yo, yo. But the more darshans from this Ba'al Leilois, that they're learning Torah deep into the night. Then they get the schar, they get Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I look upon them favorably as if they're doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Shteit vayta in the pasuk, la'olam zois al Yisrael, amrab gidl amrav. So this is referring to a mizbeach, where is the whole pasuk, Zion, is above Zion. Zion, hine ani boina bayis l'shem Hashem alikoi, l'haktish loy l'haktu l'fodif teresamim, this is pasuk Zion in the Torah Ora Sholem, And it continues on. What is this? Does that mean even today there's a mizbeach where they're bringing karbonis? And the Gemara says, yes, not down below here in Yerushalayim or throughout the world, but rather upstairs in Shemayim. There's a mizbeach upstairs in Shemayim. As long as the mizbeach was down here, we had a mizbeach down here. When the mizbeach was destroyed, the mizbeach, either the physical mizbeach went uplifted up to Shemayim, or there's a mizbeach upstairs, which is keneged the mizbeach downstairs. And Michol Saragodl, he's like the Kohen Gadol upstairs, and he's Oyman Makrav Kofkoman, he brings Korban. Now you're thinking to yourself, what type of Korbanis does he bring? Does he bring an Oyla? Does he bring a Shlomim? Does he bring Min HaBokar, Min HaTzoyin, Min HaIzim? Does he bring an Oyla Sa'oif? So you have an interesting choices here, the second choices. Final choices, Mesechtas Menachis. Well, Michol Saragodl, Oyman Makrav Olav, Midrashas Chalukim, they're different midrashim about what exactly with the korban we're talking about. What means the shomer shel tzaddikim? The Baruch Hu wants to go and find favor in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. He wants that Klal Yisrael should have find favor in his eyes. What does he do? Michol brings these great neshamas in front of the Baruch Hu and says, ah, these are the neshamas that learned Torah and they did so many mitzvahs, and therefore in their schus will hopefully have schusim down below and get schach.
Not that he takes them.
I assume we don't mean chasashim to burn them, but rather to go and show them off in the Beit Hamikdash. Uh-huh. Say these are the great neshamas. V'yesh misha oimer kvasim shel esh, that these are fiery lambs. Exactly what that is. These are, you know, I guess beyond my pay grade. V'hainu diomrina mishman esrei. Now this is not enough gemina in the way we say ritzei every single day in Shemon Esrei. As you know, we say v'hashiv esu avoida ledvir ve'secha v'ishe Yisrael usfilosim mehera b'hav sakava baratzai. So now there's a machloikis, as we'll see here in the Tosfos, where do you put the punctuation? You say v'hashiv esu avoida ledvir ve'secha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can't wait until you return. The avoida means the avoida sakabonis ledvir ve'secha. Dvir is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. And then the pasuk continues, V'ishe Yisrael usfilosa mehera b'hav sakavu b'rotzein. So usfilosa mehera b'hav sakavu b'rotzein, that makes a lot of sense. We're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen to our tefillahs, be mekabel them b'havu b'rotzein. Good. V'ishe Yisrael, the Chayyim is referring to korbanos. So where do you place these words, v'ishe Yisrael? So you could say, v'hashiv es avoy l'viv esach v'ishe Yisrael, go and bring back the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, including Ishe Yisrael, putting the Aymarin or the Karban Oyla or the Koymitz of the Mincha on the Eish of Yisrael, meaning on the Maracha. That's one way, a very simple way of learning. Or, based on what we're saying now in our Gemara, that Michoel Sar HaGodol is bringing Karbonis as we speak, upstairs in Shemayim. So then we're saying in Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ishe Yisrael, the Karbonis which are being brought now, upstairs, and the tefillah that we are being espoused here downstairs, Kodesh Baruch Hu be mekabel all of that together b'ratzayin. So that's what Tois is now saying. That v'hainu diomrinan, now that we know the Michoel contemporaneously, as we're speaking, is bringing karbanos, that's why we say in Shemon Asrei, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Ishe Yisrael us filosim mehero b'yahav z'kal b'ratzayin, be mekabel ratzayin now, our tefillahs and the karbanos l'mal. Of the Yesh Om, but others say no. The Koyad Eliel, Hashem Zavoy Levi Visech Mishe Yisrael, have nothing to do with any bringing of Kabbanis today. Says Toisus Limetzasiyos. I didn't find any more midrashim on this subject, and therefore, that's the end of the discussion here.
So we say the Ishe Yisrael would be separate, as we say, Ishe Yisrael refers to the our Kabbanos of the Holy Yidden who've been.
It could be from the Shoah and from all the pogroms all throughout the years. Those are the holy neshamas of tzaddikim, absolutely. Or it could be referring to the desire that we have that Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring back the avoida and the kabbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, either way, you are using the words Ishe Yisrael, either referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, Hashemis Avoida, bring back the Avoida of the Kohanim, and bring back the Kabbalists, the Ishe Yisrael, bring back the Oilis, and the Shlomims, and the Oshams, etc. That's one way. The other way of learning is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we stop for Hashemis Avoida, period, bring back, And the current Ishi Yisrael that Michal is bringing upstairs, who's the last man, so this downstairs, Meheira Bahavs Kalbarot, and Gajbarhu, be Makabal, all of them already right now, the tremendous chusum of Kabbalahs today, upstairs, and the Tfilis downstairs. So you have, whichever way you learn it, you're going to be Seimech on one of the Pshatim here in the Tais. Or you can try to learn both Pshat. Ishi Yisrael. Okay, so you can have them both in mind.
Synthesize both.
Synthesize both of them. And, you look in the Sidurim, some have a period before Bishisha, some have a period afterwards, some leave out the period altogether. Period, they leave it out. Okay. Let's continue on. Zog Dimar Abaita. Loilam Zois Al Yisrael, that's the Mizbeach, one in Michal Sargonom, the Mark of Olive Karp. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, you don't have to say that. This Loilam Zois Al Yisrael. That you're saying. Remember, the beginning of the pasuk is talking about Hinei ani boine bayis l'shem Hashem lehakdish loy ulehakdish lefanav ketoides and oides laboiker etc. All of these karbonos. So, but that's not lo'olam. We don't have the karbonos today. So, shot number one is we do have the karbonos today, but they're up in Shemayim Michoel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar el tamid l'cham oiskin hilchas avoida. That they're down here below learning hilchas avoida, meaning learning mesechtois zvachim and menochois. Oh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them that schar as if the Beis Midrash had been rebuilt. Why does that? What is that? Zois HaTorah. So Rashi could have said Zois HaChuka. Why did it say Zois HaTorah? Come to take Oisim HaTorah. Whoever's learning these halachas, it's as if we're actually bringing these kabbalas. Amar Rav, Hay Lo Oila La Mincha. Why does the Torah say Zoysa Torah Lu Oila La Mincha? Why does it say Zoysa Torah La Oila Umincha? What's La Oila La Mincha? Ela Amarava, a little bit different. Kol Oisik B'Toyra Ainet Tzarech Loi Oila V'Loi Mincha V'Loi Ashen. If you're learning Torah, then Kodesh Baruch will give you a kapara on your Aveirois, just based on the learning. You won't even have to bring the Karbanos. That's Zoysa Torah, the Torah that you are learning now. That's lo'ilah, that's in exchange for having to bring your oila, or in exchange for having to bring your mincha, or having to bring your chatas, etc.
We had that pasuk earlier to makrish all the various korbanos.
Okay, yes, and we learned from each one of the separate halacha. What did we learn? Lo'ilah, it's like oila needs a klisharis, and needs a sakin. Every type of avodah you do, you have to have a klisharis, like a mizrak for it. What did we learn from mincha? It says in the pasuk, kol ha-negeah bo yiktosh, you go and touch the korban mincha, then not you, but a korban touches the korban mincha, then it takes on kechomur shabai. So if, for instance, the mincha touches the shlamim, then you have to eat it b'kachi kudishim and only by the kohanim and the yom v'layla, etc. Exactly. Very good. You remember that very well. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, chol oisik b'toyres chatas. Whoever is oisik, in other words, he learns it gishmak and nochum chatas. Kilo hikrev chatas. Chol oisik b'toyres ashem. Kilo hikrev ashem. Good. Zok the Mishnah. Very simple Mishnah. Rashi brings it in Chumash. Every time you go and bring a korban by Oilas Behema or Oilas Oif, or if you bring a mincha, the Torah always ends off Ishe Reich Nichoyach Lashem. Nema Oilas Behema Ishe Reich Nichoyach Lashem. Uba Oilas Oif Ishe Reich Nichoyach. The Mishnah doesn't bring Lashem, but it's Lashem is in the pasuk. Uba Mincha also Ishe Reich Nichoyach Lashem. Loi Melach. What does it come to tell you? Echad Amar Bevi Echad Amamit Ubavat Shechav Li Blishem Moim. You may be bringing an oilas behema and you're so proud. Look, $500 behema. Wow. The other person is bringing a korban mincha, which was only $10 worth of flour. Don't look at the expense. Whatever you can do according to your means, echana marbe, the echana mamet, the important thing is the kavanas halev. That's more important than anything else. This is a beautiful vart of the ponim yafais. Ponim yafais is otherwise known as the hafla'a. The Pinchas HaLevi Horovitz, also the Mechaber of Hamakna, he was one of the two famous Rebbeim of the Chassam Sofer. Who was the other one? Reb Nosson Ad. Anyway, so the Hafla said a very cute Shein Avod.
He was
the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. So said the Hafla, what is a typical Marbe that you would find in Drosh's Chazal? The word Ga. Ga means be Marbe, other things. What is a typical Miut? Ach and Rach are Lamayat. Yeah. What's the difference between the Gam and the Ach? The Gam starts off with a Gimel, Ach starts off with an Aleph. What's the letter in between Gimel and Aleph, or Aleph and Gimel? A Beis, very good. Then Gam ends off with a Mem, and Ach ends off with a Chof. What is the letter between the Chof and the Mem?
Lamed.
A Lamed. put together lamid and beis, you get leiv. Echad amarva, you're a gam guy that you're bringing this amarva, or you're an ach guy that you're bringing the mir. The ikar is the kohenis halei, the leiv which is in between. But you have a libel ishamoyim, the leiv which is in between the gam and the ach. Shein of art,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Wow, that's yeah.
Reb Zeira. Even if you don't remember it, the ikar is the kavanas alev. That's the ingredient, just not. Yeah, okay. Reb Zeira. My krok, Satan Posik. Mesukish nasa oive im ma'at v'im harbe yoicha. What does this mean? Oive obviously is a person who works hard. Shnas, when he sleeps, mesuka, says azoi gishmak, it is sweet. So of course the Pasha Tranam Posik is, you have a laborer, anybody that works hard throughout the day, puts in his 7 hours, 9 hours, 12 hours, and he goes to sleep. Oh, Baruch Hashem, finally I can sleep. I'm so tired, I'm so worn out, I'm so weary. That's the Pashup Shah. Rav Ada Bar Hava Omer Mihocha. He says, okay, so now both Rav Zeira and Rav Ada Bar Hava are using this Pasik to go and bring as the support to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, Echer Marvi, Echer Mamet, where do they take this from? I'm Rav Zeira, Mikra. I have a Beferish Pasik. Mesuka Shnasa Oyved. The Oyvid is referring to the person that brings a carbon in the base of Mikdash. So he's Oyvid in terms of bringing the carbon. Im Atim Harvi Yoichel makes no difference if he brought a small carbon, a carbon mincha. Harvi brought as a Oyvas Bahaima, he'll be Yoichel, he will go and get the schar for bringing his carbon. So that's a nice makar, at least an asmachta for our Mishnah. Rav Ada Bar Hava Om Yoch, I have another possible. Rav Yitzha Toiva Rabu Oichleo Umik Makishrein Ba'olam. Rav Yitzha Toiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and gives a lot of Toiva. Rashi says, "Rabbi Tzatoiva, the person brought korbanos. Rabu Ochleha, the beneficiaries of the korbanos are typically the kehanim because they eat a lot of the korban, especially all of those which are the kachik kudishim. Makishan lebaolav. Baolav says Rashi means the baalim is the ultimate master is a kodesh baruch hu. The pasuk continues on ki im reois einav that what when a kodesh baruch hu sees that the person is bringing korbanos." Whether it's big, whether it's small, Kadosh Baruch Hu finds favor in this. He gives schar to this individual for bringing the carpet. Tanya b'Shem ben Yechoy, but I'm sorry, b'Shem ben Azai, boy or a maxiv parshas kabbonis. What does it say? Shleinim behem lekel v'leil akim el Hashem. Each one of these psukim that we just quoted says Isherech nechoich Hashem, Isher nechoich Hashem. Why doesn't the pasuk ever say Ichbais by Yeshlomim by an oila that you're bringing it leil akim? You're bringing it for kale, particularly if you'd bring a karm chatos, elikim would be very appropriate because elikim is the midas hadin, and a person bringing a chatos that he shouldn't have the midas hadin. Mm-hmm. So why doesn't say in the Torah the words kale elikim? El Hashem shleimitim pischin pele baldin lachlik v'noimar loimar bishor hagas ishreich nechoich ba'oif hadak ishreich nechoich. Oh, stop. Shleimitim pischin pele baldin lachlik. What does that mean? The Baldin over here we're referring to is a koifer or an apikoyis. And this koifer apikoyis will say that there are a lot of reshuyos, a lot of gods up in heaven, and that when you're bringing your oila, you're bringing it for Hashem. And when you bring your chatos, you're bringing it for the god called Elikim. And when you bring your shlomim, you're for the god that's called Kael. So therefore you shouldn't have that even have a minna. We always use the same term, Hashem, across the board. Good. Now let's get back to our Mishnah. B'nemar, b'shor agas it says, Isherech nechoich. U'b'oif adak, Isherech nechoich. U'b'mincha Isherech nechoich. Now the Gemara repeats, Leimu lecha, Echon amar, V'yechon amar, V'vach shacham, Leimu l'shemoyim. Like we said. V'shem atoyma. Now maybe you're going to go and say, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu ask us to bring korbanos? Maybe l'chilu tzarech, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel is hungry, and he wants to eat something. So bring korbanos. Tam loimar, it says in the Pasuk, Im erav le'oymalach, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I were hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. I need to go to this grocery, to this supermarket. I have the whole world belongs to me. Venema, and the Pasuk says, Vaita, Kili kol chayse yo'ar. I own all of the chayos in the forest. I own all the behemoths, Bahari Olaf, the thousands of those that roam around on the mountaintops. Yedati kol oif harim. I am familiar with all of the oifos that are also on top of the mountaintops. This is sodai imodi. Ziz is referring to any movement, like the word zoz, that moves. Sodai, in my fields, imodi, are with me. I know anything and everything, any little ant that is creeping throughout the fields. Ho'oyichel psar abirum v'dam atudim, eshte. I can go and eat the psar abirum v'dam atudim, meaning of the what the most richest meat of all of the animals. Why did I tell you, Rabbi Sai, that you should bring kabbalas? Not because I'm hungry, chas v'shalom. El kadesha toimar, eser ritzoinai v'yaser ritzoini. L'ritzoini atem zoifchem, el ritzoinchem atem zoifchem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'yamarti alechem zivcha, I didn't tell you to bring kabbalas. Kadesha toimar, that you should say, eser ritzoinai, I'm going to do Hashem's ratzoin, because he's hungry. V'yaser ritzoini, and he's going to go and therefore pay me back and do my ratzoin. Says Rabbeinu Shalom, l'ritzoini atem zoifchem. Remember one thing, when you bring kabbanis, it's not for me. I don't need the shlomim, the oil of the chattas. The only reason why I gave you the mitzvah of bringing these, because this is going to be for your benefit. Not for me, for your ratzayin. The more kabbanis that you bring, the more you'll find favor in Hashem's eyes. Hashem will give you a kapara, etc. Dober acher, litzoinchem tizbachu, litzoinchem zivchu, ledatem zivchu. What does that mean? Litzoinchem ledatem. So Rashi says, ledatem, that you should know what you're doing, that you're shechting with kavana, prat lim misasek. What's a misasek? A misasek means a person who didn't intend to shecht, but he shechted by accident. How could you have that? A person is cutting up, for instance, tomatoes with a very sharp knife. And then an animal passes by whilst you're shechting the tomatoes, and you shecht it. And in fact, people say, wow, amazing. Look at that shechita. It's absolutely perfect. It's perfect, but it's not a kosher shechita, because it's prat l'misasi. See Rashi, l'tzoymchem zvoichu, about 8 lines before the bottom, shetei kavanascham lishchay, prat l'misasik v'sakin lachtech dover acher. He wants to cut something else, like a tomato. V'shocha beim is kodshim. That's psula, that's puzzle. And the Gemara says, Kidaboy Meneshmu Miravuna Minayin Lemisasek, Bekajim Shu Puzzle, and we're going to stop over here so that we can go and be Messiah and Yet Hashem on Sunday. Welcome to you. Whoever is available should please come Sunday.